Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 9 through 14, there's a fellow by the name of King Saul. Remember King Saul? In 1 Samuel chapter 13, King Saul invaded the priesthood and he lost his kingdom. Verse number 9 of chapter 13. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me and a peace offering." And he, speaking of Saul, King Saul, offered the burnt offering, and that was a no-no. Only the priest could do this. But King Saul thought he was something else. I'm going to do this. Verse number 10. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. I mean, Saul was so happy. I mean, he saw Samuel coming, and the thought is he came out to Samuel and said, "Man, I offered an offering of burnt sacrifice to God." And he was pleased with that, as far as Saul was. And same verse number 11, and Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" In layman's language, "Man, you've messed up." Okay. And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were..." See, he always has an excuse. By the way, every time we mess up, don't we always have an excuse? We always have a reason. When I think about this, I think in the very first, in the Garden of Eden, you know, Adam messed up and Eve messed up. You remember that? And God come up to Adam and, "Adam, what did you do? What happened?" And Adam said, "Well, it was that woman you gave me." An excuse. "Eve, what happened? What have you done?" "Well, it was that serpent." Well, we always have, don't we all have excuses for our sins for some reason? Well, that same thing for Saul. Here in verse number 11, "Why have you done this?" Samuel said, and Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed. Now it's your fault, Samuel. You wasn't doing what you're supposed to do, and because you didn't do what you're supposed to, I took it upon myself." So what he's saying, "And that the Philistines gathered themselves at Michmash. Therefore I said, the Philistines will come down now upon to me into Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord, for I forced myself there, and I offered a burnt offering." In other words, "I really didn't want to do this, but I had to do it because you wasn't around." You get the context. Because you wasn't around, I didn't want to do it. Kind of like Aaron. Remember Aaron and the golden calf? Moses had come out of off the mount, had given him the Ten Commandments, and Aaron, that high priest, "Aaron, what is this?" Aaron said, "I don't know. We just kind of throwed something in the fire and out popped a golden calf." Remember that kind of language? That's what happened. I don't know. I always got excuses. And here he is blaming it on Samuel. "Because you weren't here, I sacrificed myself, or did it myself." Verse number 13, "And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord establish thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue." In other words, you're losing your kingdom now because of you appointed yourself priest. Well, the thought is we can't do this. Or let me put this to present day application. We're looking at, there's another one. I got two or three more, but we'll look at one more. As a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you don't call yourself to preach. God calls you. Your mama don't call you. You're the mama called, daddy sent. Okay. It must be a call of God on your life, as it was in the priesthood. I know there's variables and all, but even today the principle still applies the same. You don't call yourself to the ministry. If you do, as Samuel told Saul, you've done foolishly. I would tell anybody who says, "I'm going to be a preacher," and God hadn't called them, "You've done foolishly. You sure don't want this job." Job, you understand? You're going to make a mess of it. Okay. Well, that applies today. There's another thing I want to look at real quick. His name was King Uzziah. You ever heard of him? King Uzziah is in 2 Chronicles chapter number 26. Greg will put this up there for you. Verse number 16, Greg. 2 Chronicles chapter number 26, verse number 16. King Uzziah tried to enter the temple and burn incense, and God smote him with leprosy. We see this in verse number 16. But when he was strong, His heart was lifted up to his destruction. Literally, King Uzziah, he was lifted up in pride, just like Saul was. He was a man of pride. Boy, look what I've done. Now I can approach God on my own. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him. And with the 80 there were 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. 81 guys said, don't do this. And Uzziah, and they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not to thee. This isn't your work. You're messing up. You're not a priest. You shouldn't be doing this. Uzziah to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest, the sons of Aaron that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. God's not going to be pleased with this. Then Uzziah, who was king, was wroth. He was angry and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, we can learn a lot from that statement. Don't you get mad at the preacher for telling you the truth of God's word. Amen, preacher. These priests were not, they told the king, don't you do this. Just tell him the truth of God's word. And he was, the word froth means he was foaming at the mouth. He was angry. You heard that word. You know what froth is? They talk about it I only use the word root beer, not beer. But root beer, how you pour root beer in there and just kind of that froth comes out. It's that foam. Literally, I believe he began foaming at the mouth. He was so mad. Any of y'all ever get mad at me? I can't imagine anybody being mad at this preacher. You know, I just love it. Anyway, they were froth. Be careful about getting mad at the preacher. The Lord might strike you with leprosy. Anyway, he was wroth with the priest, and leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord and before the incense altar. And there's much more to the story, but you get the point. The priests are ordained of God, not of man. Following. Okay. Then there's another one there, about the Korah and the 250 men in Numbers chapter 16, again, who rebelled against Moses. There's a lot there. But I see, you see the picture that it says here in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter number 5, that he ordained four men or things pertaining to God. Again, this is the definition of a priest. That he may offer both gifts, by the way, which are offerings, and sacrifices for sins. That's the job of the priest in the Old Testament. The definition of the priest. He's ordained of God for men that he may offer sacrifices, offerings, gifts unto the Lord on the behalf of men. They couldn't do this themselves. The priest had to do this. The primary job or office work of the priest was to offer gifts and sacrifice to God. Again, I mentioned this last week, to draw the comparison between a prophet and a priest, two distinctly different offices. And I mentioned last week, Jesus has fulfilled two of those offices, two of the three offices, prophet, priest, and king. He was prophet. He was a prophet during his personal ministry. He is now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us as the high priest. And one day, he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, again, just a theological truth, just so you understand in Scripture. Theologically speaking, he is not King of Kings and Lord of Lords right yet. He is the high priest. Okay, I'm not taking any away. Matter of fact, when the last group that was here, who was that? Brian Free and Assurance. I think I wasn't here, but I watched it on Roku. And one of the last songs was King Jesus. That was a good song. King Jesus, King Jesus. And you know, I understand, a great song, wonderful song. But in his office work, he's not yet king. His office work is priest. Are you understanding the difference? Now don't criticize anybody that says King Jesus. You know, don't call him a heretic. But understand, the office work right now is not as king. His office work is as priest.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.